And you should avoid any contact with this food if you have drunk water in the last 24 hours. That was a message from the Ministry of Health. But now it's time for us here on Radioactive to welcome Radio 4 listeners who join us for the last half hour of this year's Charity Radiothon. Already things are beginning to hot up as we approach the final target, so let's waste no more time and go over to the studio and join Mike Flex to see how far we've got.
The Radioactive Radiothon.
Thank you, Stephanie. Well, here I am with just 30 minutes to go, and the target this year, remember, is £900,000.
£900,000.
Yes, indeed. And with just half an hour left, we've only got a mere £892,000 to get. And Mrs. Bennett of Bertram Drive has paid us a sum of £25 to hear Frank Sinatra sing My Way. And so, with such a generous offer, how could we refuse? Here it is there, Mrs. Bennett. Hope you enjoy it. Well, there we are. Frank Sinatra there for Mrs. Bennett's £25. And let's go over now to Anna Dapter, who is raising money for us out on the streets. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing?
Well, Mike, so far I've raised just over £500.
That's marvellous, Anna, and that's just from people going past, is it?
Not entirely, Mike. I've got £50 from a German businessman in a hotel room just round the corner.
Well, keep it coming, Anna.
I'll certainly try, Mike.
And thank you, Anna. Our ever-eloquent reporter, Nigel Pry, is down in the famous Ship's Tavern in Chiswick, where he is raising money by being sponsored for every pint he drinks. Nigel.
Nigel Pry here in the Ship's Tavern in Chiswick, where all around as I speak are models, ships, life belts, barmaid, pints of beer. Thank you, anchors, life belt, said that, sorry, spilled a bit, and all around me are literally, I'm just finishing the first pint, quite a crowd in the corner, and alabaster sailor. On the second pint over there, low wooden beams, and as I start the second pint, I raise a glass, turn, and out, hit the low wooden beam. It's marvellous, and back to the studio.
Thank you, Nigel. We'll be coming back to him later. Well, of course, the Radiothon is not just an English event, and we'd like to thank the Edinburgh City Fathers for their donation. Of a pound. Don't worry, your change is in the post.
Radioactive's Radiothon.
Hello, Mike Channel here. The place is literally crawling with celebrities. Sophia Loren, Margaret Thatcher, Her Majesty the Queen, Pope John Paul. They've all just left, unfortunately, so you've just missed them. But just arrived is Charlotte Chestnut from Christie's, who have very generously offered something from their collection for our Radiothon. Well, Charlotte, what have you brought?
I've brought a Bellini.
Marvellous. That's a little bell, is it?
No, no. He's a painter.
Oh, he's a painter?
And I've brought one of his paintings.
Marvellous. Worth a few, Bob, I shouldn't wonder.
Yes, it's rather valuable.
Good. Well, let's start the bidding for this Bellini.
A Bellini?
Yes, at £50. Then we should get that. £50 for the Bellini. Anyone coming in on that? No, not yet. Shouldn't be long before they start offering. Charlotte, tell us a little bit more about it, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's called Venus de Milano, or the Venus of Milan, and it's a development of the Giorgione Venus, which inspired it, blending with superb delicacy the juxtaposition of the realistic and the pseudo-medieval, simply breathtaking.
It's a bit smudged, isn't it?
It was painted in 1520.
Well, never mind. All right, so it's a bit old, but I'm sure it's worth 50 quid. Do we have a bid of 50 quid? Yes, 50 quid? Yes, 50 quid. Oh, only a fiver. Just a fiver.
No, no. If you look very, very closely there, you can see a delicate bracelet on her arm.
Excuse me, Charlotte. Right.
Oh, my God, you ripped it!
Now, two slightly smaller bolognese for the price of one. What are you going to offer? Two bolognese for the price of one? 30 quid.
You've torn a 15-20 Bellini in half!
Excuse me again, Charlotte. Four Bellini miniatures. Now, not just two Bellini, not even three, but four Bellinis for the price of two. How can I do it? I'm robbing myself. Keep the offers coming, yes? 50 quid. Okay, 50 quid for four Bellinis. Gone for 50 quid. Many thanks to Christie's for giving them to us. And you're listening to
Radio.
Well, part of the money from today's Radiothon will be going to the Mount Royal Children's Hospital, and Mike Stand is there right now, ready to cheer up the kids.
Yes, indeed, Mike. This is Uncle Mike Stand here, spreading a little happiness amongst the kids. Now, here's a lovely little girl. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. I bet you're quite contrary, aren't you, Mary? Are you contrary, Mary? Are you?
Not particularly.
No, I bet you are, Mary. So Mary, are you well?
No, I'm ill. That's why I'm in hospital.
Yeah, but you're getting well, aren't you?
No.
I bet you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, it's very rude to argue with grown-ups, Mary.
I'm not arguing. It's a medical fact. Look at my chart.
Yes, that's a lovely doll you've got there, Mary.
Yes, it's from Jane.
From Jane. And when did you get it?
This morning.
This morning, that's lovely.
Yes. Yeah. I took it out of her bed when she went for her operation.
Great, I'll speak to you later, Mary.
It's a very serious operation. I might get to keep the dollies.
that's fine, Mary. Well, here's a little boy, and he's called Stephen, and he's rather shy. He's burrowed right down into the bedclothes, but I'm going to go in after him. So. Hello? Hello?
Go away.
It's Uncle Mike Stand here from Radioactive.
Yes, I know. Get out of my bed.
I'm here to have a little chat with you and to cheer you up. Okay. No, come here, Stephen. Stephen, what record would you like to hear, eh?
I'll call the police.
The police, and who do you want them for?
For you.
Me, that's really lovely. It's very kind of you, Stephen. I'm not actually sure if we have the police, but let's go back to the studio to find out how the radiothon's getting on. Shall we?
Get out of my face. Radioactive. Well,
we just heard that the hamburger takeaway store, McDougal's, have pledged to give 2p for every quarter pounder they sell today, and Boots have pledged 3p for every packet of Alka-Seltzer they sell as a result. Well, throughout the day, our intrepid Mike Hunt is going to be performing a variety of dangerous stunts to raise money for the Radiothon. And to start the day, I've just been told that he's going to jump off a bridge. Well, rather him than me. Anyway, are you there, Mike?
Yes, hello, Mike.
Yes, Al, it sounds like you're already in position.
Yes, I am.
It must be very dangerous.
Not really, Mike. I'm sure anyone could do it.
I'm sure you're just being modest, Mike. How high is it exactly?
Can't quite tell, Mike.
Roughly?
Roughly, well, about 3 inches.
3 inches?
Yes.
What sort of a bridge is that?
It's not a bridge, Mike. It's a brick. Jumping off a brick.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Wouldn't catch me jumping off a bridge, Mike.
Well, we'll be back to him later.
Oh, I've done it, Mike.
Okay, this is...
Radioactive. Now it's time for... Radioactive's
Mary?
Oh, hello, Jane.
Oh, Mary. You sound like you've got a cold.
Oh, they are really stuffed up.
Why is that, Mary?
Because I've got a cold, Jane.
Why?
Because I caught one, Jane.
Oh. What you need is Jane Johnson's jelly.
Jane Johnson's jelly?
Yes, just rub it on. Cold is gone. Here, try it.
Oh, thank you, Jane.
Jane Johnson's jelly. Rub it on. Cold is gone.
Hello, June. I just phoned to thank you for lending me Jane Johnson's jelly. It really did the trick.
That's all right, Daddy.
Commercial time.
Looking for a house?
A car?
A motorbike?
A fitted kitchen?
A TV?
A stereo?
A fridge?
A yacht?
Acquisitive bastard, aren't you?
That's where ComputerSave comes in. And all it takes is a phone call.
Ring 01-892-7400.
ComputerSave, Simon here. Can I help you?
I'd like to buy a video recorder.
You make me sick. Half the world is starving and all you can think about is the latest flash gadget you can bore yourself stupid with.
Gosh, thanks. Now I don't want one. Computer Save. When you want to spend money,
we'll put you off.
Radioactive.
Welcome back to the Radiothon, and we've just had a call from a man who phoned to say that he got a cheque for £2,000. Unfortunately, he has no intention of giving it to us, but nice for him. Well, just coming into the studio now is one of our most regular advertisers, Honest Ron.
Hello, Honest Ron, yeah. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Ron. Nice of you to come in.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd like to do my bit for the radio station, right. What with it being the only place that hasn't banned me from radio advertising.
Yes, super. And have you brought anything for us?
Well, Mike, I had a quick look round the house, and I couldn't find very much on account of, a thorough spring clean out by the police and that sort of thing. But I did manage to pick up a few things on the way here this morning, Mike.
Yes, and they're just being brought into the studio now, I see.
That's right, yep.
By five children in fancy dress?
No, by five out-of-work jockeys with stocking masks over their heads, actually.
I see, and what have they got?
I don't know yet, hang on. We got a couple of candlesticks, silver, a couple of necklaces, and a gollywog. What do you want to go and pinch a gollywog for, Lester?
I like it.
Do you like your kneecaps?
Point taken, look.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Ron, many thanks. Don't forget, you're listening to the... Right now, we're going to pop down to the Ship's Tavern to see how Nigel Pry is getting on.
Nigel Ship here in the Pry. Nigel Pry here in the ship where 6 pints have gone and the next pint goes smoothly on the floor as I fail to hold it. The crowd laughing and also laughing over there, the alabaster sailor, if I can just have a few words with him. And as I speak, I'm picking up what must literally be a life belt or another pint, or I seem to have lost it. But if I can just turn, I should find a smack in the owl head by the wooden beam again and back to the studio.
Thank you, Nigel. Eloquent as ever. Well, we were asking people to ring and pledge money for us to play Cliff Richard's latest record. Unfortunately, no one rang up. That is, until the last moment when someone downstairs in the foyer handed us £100 in cash just to play it. So it's many thanks to Mr. Harry Webb, who kindly donated the money. It's a great pleasure to have in the studio Kate Bosch. Kate, welcome to the Radiothon.
Thank you, it's amazing.
Kate, what have you brought?
I brought one of my drawings.
One of your drawings, marvellous.
Thank you.
And this is it, is it?
Yeah.
It's very striking. Is it brush or ink?
It's in crayon.
Great, and it's really a miniature, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drawn as it is on this tiny, delicate...
Bus ticket,
yeah. You must have spent a long time on it.
Just 2 stops.
And does it have a name?
No, I think it's just called the bus.
Amazing. Have you brought anything else?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Oh, this leotard.
Ah, the one you're wearing.
Yes.
Yes, and what colour is it?
Transparent.
Is it?
I wear it to do the gardening, you know.
Nice and comfortable.
Yeah, it's a real turn-on, too.
Good, well...
Sometimes I have to throw a bucket of water over myself.
Do you? To cool yourself down, eh?
No, to make my nipple stand out.
Good. Well, perhaps we'd better hear your latest song, Kate. I wonder if you could tell us what it's called.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, Amazing.
Amazing.
I'm still such a baby. Listen to me sing like a baby too. I do all the time. You can hear me sing like a baby too.
Thank you, Kate. Over once again to Mike Hunt, who is about to perform another dangerous stunt. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
And what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm about to jump out of a plane without a parachute.
That sounds a little risky to me, Mike.
Does it?
Well, I'd have thought so.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not doing that then. Thanks for telling me, Mike. Yeah, where's that brick? I'll do that.
But right now we're delighted to bring you Radioactive Playhouse, which has been specially sponsored for today's Radiothon by some of our regular advertisers.
Radioactive Playhouse presents Escape from Camp Dusseldorf.
Right, Ben, let's go over it for the last time.
Right, sir.
Jenkins?
Tunnel, sir.
Right, take this page, Jenkins.
Thank you, sir.
Smith?
Decoy, sir.
Take this German uniform.
Thank you, sir.
Nipper?
Spitting headache, sir.
Ah, take these.
Oh, sir.
Headaches tablets.
Right, sir.
Fast acting for quick relief. Right, let's get digging.
So!
I'm slummy.
Bugger. Wing Commander Bones Boothby, I catch you, how you say, red-handed.
It appears so, Commandant von Bluff.
And you know what we do here in Camp Düsseldorf when we catch you red-handed?
I can imagine.
We give you this jar of Nivea cold cream. That irritating chafing.
Thank you.
And then we shoot you, okay?
Okay. Just one moment, Commandant. I'd like to have a word with my men.
By all means.
In private.
As you wish.
Well, men, it looks like our number's up.
Don't blame yourself, sir.
Thank you, Smith. That's what okay, is it, Smithy?
Well, sir, my only regret is that I'll never get to use my new Black & Decker hedge trimmer. Available at all department stores.
I'm sorry, Smith. Oh, kid up, Nipper.
Sorry, sir. Just thinking about my wife, sir. Yeah. We've only been married a month. Yeah. Look, here's a picture of her.
Oh, she's terribly beautiful.
Oh, thank you, sir. I took her on my honeymoon with my Helena 35mm.
I'm separated from my wife, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jenkins boy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Must have been hell.
Yes, it was, sir, actually. It was. She went, sir.
Yes?
She went to... She went?
Yes?
I can't tell you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, come on, Toby.
She went... Out as well. She went to Bellamy and Arbuthnot, the best divorce lawyers around.
Took me for a packet, sir. Well, men. And Nipper. We're in a pretty tight corner, sir. But maybe if I can persuade the Commandant, he'll agree just to shoot me and spare the rest of us.
No,
let me finish, Nipper. If he does, then you can keep on trying. And maybe some of you will make it in the end. And if you do, if you do get back to good old life, whoever makes it, Jenkins, sir, Smith, sir,
Nipper, sir,
I want you to promise me something.
What, sir?
What, sir? What, sir? I want you to promise me
anything, sir.
I want you to promise me
anything at all, sir.
I shall always...
Anything, sir.
Anything. Anything, sir.
Name it, sir.
Anything. Buy your stationery from Ryman's.
And our chairman, Sir Norman Tonsil, is just passing the studio now. Good afternoon, Sir Norman. And what are you going to do for the Radiothon?
I'm going to have a large brandy and cigar in my office.
Oh, well, if you'd like Sir Norman to have a large brandy and cigar in his office, you know the number to ring.
485-6242.
Or if you live outside London.
011-0100.
I'll just repeat that.
100-0001. Oh.
But right now we're... Congratulations must go to Alfredo Wilkins, an Anglo-Italian who this afternoon has been sponsored to make the longest piece of spaghetti ever recorded, some 40 foot, which he has done and proudly exhibited by draping it across the street. Well done to him. Unfortunately, though, the children-sponsored cycle race passed through that way on its route, and five children were sadly garrotted.
Radioactive's Radiothon.
My channel here down in the radioactive foyer, and let me tell you that people's generosity is just astounding. A man in a pinstripe suit just walked into the foyer and signed a check to us for £3,000.
Good Lord, Mike, that's incredible.
It does rekindle your faith in human nature, doesn't it, Mike?
It certainly does, and who was this gentleman?
Well, he didn't actually leave his name, but if I can just have a look at the signature on the check, it's Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Yes.
Good.
Well, many thanks to Mr. Mouse, anyway.
Yes, and keep us posted, Mike, won't you? If any other cartoon characters pop up in the foyer? Let's go over and see how Nigel Pry is getting on.
Nigel Alabaster here in the sailor, 10 pints as if without a life belt, and all around me I can see what must be literally two of everybody. A life belt dancing with an alabaster sailor, and if I can just fashion all around me is a silly giggling Nigel Pry who turns, whoo, bangs his head on the wooden beam, cheering crowd, whoo, bangs it again, cheering crowd, loads of trousers, bottom out, whoo, applause, and all around him you can see the ceiling as he goes over, whoo, on his body bottom, and he says back to the studio. The radio
Well, Nigel seems to be getting more and more coherent there. Well, over once again to the oh-so-daring Mike Hunt, who is going to perform another of his dangerous stunts. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Well, look out, Evel Knievel, because I'm going to jump on this motorbike over a 20-foot gorge, and if I fail, well, there's a 50-foot drop into a torrential river.
Sounds pretty dangerous. So good luck, Mike.
So, here goes. Good thing I didn't get on the bike in time.
Well, we've apparently almost got the £50 we require to play the latest single by those two cheerful Cockney rock stars, Chiz and Dez. We've got £45, in fact, and Courage Bitter have just offered a free pint to everyone who pledges money for it, so I hope that'll get the rest of it. Well, every year here on Radioactive's Radiothon, we look for new ways of raising money to help us reach our target. And with only 5 minutes left and still £850,000 to go, we managed to dry out Nigel Pry sufficiently to get onto the job and see what he could do. Well, that was a few minutes ago, and since then, Nigel has gone out and found several young children who are just playing nearby, and he's very kindly kidnapped them for us. So at present, we have 5 children in the studio, all looking very miserable, as you can hear. So if you could just have a word with one or two of them. A little boy in yellow. Little boy in yellow, what's your name?
Simon Parker.
Okay, Simon, come up nice and close to the microphone. That's it, so that your parents can identify your voice, Simon. Now, what does your daddy do, Simon?
He's a teacher.
A teacher. Teacher. Is he a headmaster?
No.
Just an ordinary teacher.
That's right, yes.
Well, what do you think, Mike? 100,000?
Yes, I think so.
Right, yes. £100,000, I think, please. Mr. and Mrs. Parker, that's for the safe return of your son, Simon. A little girl in blue. Little girl in blue. Lovely little girl in blue. Who are you?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. And what does your daddy do?
He's a banker.
Ah, banker. Well, £200,000 there,
yes,
I think.
Yes, at least, I think.
Oh, what's your last name, Lisa? Lisa?
So,
£200,000, if you don't mind, Mr. and Mrs. Woodcroft, to secure the well-being of your lovely daughter. And just very briefly, little boy trying to escape out of the window. Come here. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony. Tony. And what does your father do, Tony?
He's a coal miner.
Oh, well. £500,000 there, then. So, there you are. I dare say the other parents will recognise their children's voices if we just prod them a little bit. So, if you could just put the money in a brown envelope and bring it right now, then we'll say no more about it.
Radioactive's Radiothon.
Well, I hear that since Courage offered a free pint of bitter for everyone pledging money for Chiz and Dez, their latest record, I hear that the total has gone from £45 to... 7. But never mind, we're going to play it anyway.
We are from the eastern of London. We've lived here all our life. Every night from the listening of rubber stuff to get away from the trouble and strife. 2 tons of eels and jelly, 20 gallons of beer. Let's put the shop down a belly, and later on, that's what comes out. Richer. You make 50 for Bundy, vocabulary is queer. But we take courage from the money we get from advertising beer. But this is very depressing. Talking like a threat. Every time I open my north and south, out comes a load of cocky rhyme. Six times two says on them, acting like a slob. Slaying a professional cockney is the
Well, we've just about come to the end of the radiothon. I'm glad to say that all the parents have dutifully coughed up the ransom for their abducted children. And as a result, I'm delighted to announce we have reached our final target of £900,000. So what a worthwhile day it's been, Mike.
Yes, indeed. £900,000.
Now, unfortunately, the 83% income tax, as none of it was paid by deed of covenant, in addition to the VAT on the products auctioned off in the foyer, along with the accountants' fees, bank charges and administrative costs, means that at the end of the day, all the various charities involved in our radiothon together owe us just over £34.
You've been listening to Radioactive, starring Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Michael Fenton Stevens, Jeffrey Perkins, and Philip Pope. Music was by Philip Pope. The program was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material from John Cantor, James Hendry, and the producer, Jimmy Melville.
A raging sex maniac, the second in our series of Radioactive Playhouse, follows shortly. But first, a reminder that next week, at the same time, BBC Radio 4 will be linking up with us for our Saturday afternoon roundup, Good Day Sport, with commentaries, results, interviews, and of course, commentaries. That's at the slightly later time of next week. But now, a raging sex maniac.